All right. It's 4 o'clock straight up. You're at WXDU Durham in the Year of the Pig or downstairs. We have one more thing that we need to sound check, so I'm going to give you a 2.5 minute song, and then we will be back with In the Year of the Pig, playing live for you. Right now, this is the band called the Mountain Goats. They are from Durham, and you're at WXDU Durham.
Another take of that. Steel last across the country, under moonlight soft and wet. And let the dead of night hide you from things you can't forget. Spend daylight in dark tunnels where the demons rave. One day closer every day to Tyler Lambert's grave. Shoplift when you have to, keep your visor low. If your hunger shames you, never let them know. Feel your sadness lift you, ride it like a wave that sets you gently down beside Tyler Lambert's grave. Fall into a pattern, never get unstuck. Anyone who can relate should thank God for his love. Young man in a yellow tie, hair gel in his hair. No context for the picture, just kind of standing there. Try to step outside the shadow of your great catastrophe. Dream all night of freedom, never wake up free.
The Mountain Goats right there. You can download that from the internet. In the Year of the Pig are downstairs. Yes, we can hear them yelling now. This is good. The song you just heard was... Oh, there we go. In the Year of the Pig. You're at WXDU.
Communication. We're ready. Thanks to everybody. Thanks to Ross. And all the listening audience in the triangle. We are called In the Year of the Pig, and this is live at WX. Oh, thanks to Chrome Meat Bob, also, who will be sitting in today. Here we go. Thank you. Thanks a lot. We'll be playing back in Durham next weekend at the Bull City Metal Fest, the inaugural Bull City Metal Fest organized by the good people at the Casbah. So we hope you can come by. We'll be first on Saturday at 2 p.m. I believe there are advance tickets on sale. It is quite a fair price for like 20 bands in 2 days. So if you're interested in that, take a look at that. And thanks to WXDU.
The band was In the Year of the Pig. And as Aaron mentioned, this coming Saturday at the Bull City Metal Fest. And if for some reason you aren't up for 8 to 12 hours of metal on Saturday, you can also catch them at the Nightlight. Or if you want, you can see them twice on Saturday. They're playing twice on Saturday. They're playing 2 o'clock in the afternoon here in Durham at the Casbah, and then at nighttime they're playing at the Nightlight along with Last Year's Men. So either way, you win. All right, so 4:35 in the Bull City. You're at WXDU Durham. This is local music. Right now I'm going to play you some U.S. Christmas. U.S. Christmas also playing on Saturday as part of the Bull City Metal Fest. They are playing at 10 o'clock in the evening. This is from the most recent U.S. Christmas album, Run Thick in the Night. The name of this song is Deep Green, and you are at WXDU Durham. Thank you. It's a band called Horseback right there. The album is entitled Invocation. I mean, sorry, the album's entitled The Invisible Mountain, rather. The song was Invocation. Horseback will be performing at the Bull City Metal Fest as well here in Durham on Saturday. It's a two-day thing. It's Friday night and then all afternoon and all night Saturday. And it's all at the Casbah, which is there on Main Street. Tons of bands. So it starts at 6 o'clock on Friday. And the bands performing include Systems, Mortal Man, Torch Runner, Make, Music Hates You, Graves of Valor, and Lurch, rounding out the evening on Friday night. And then on Saturday, it starts at 2 o'clock in the afternoon with In the Year of the Pig, whom you heard playing live a few minutes ago. And then Unholy Tongues, Monsonia, Horseback, whom you just heard at around the 5 o'clock hour, will be playing on this next Saturday. Gollum, Colossus, Sons of Tonatia, Royal Thunder, who are from Atlanta, U.S. Christmas, whom you heard earlier in the set, Hog, and then Caltrop rounding at the evening at midnight on Saturday. Huge thing. Ginormous. Prior to Horseback, you heard U.S. Christmas from their album Run Thick in the Night. We heard a song called Deep Green. That pretty much tells you what you heard just then, a couple of long ones there. All right, so this is local music. Every Sunday from 4 until 6, we play local music. Stray from the Heart, a champagne and chocolate fundraiser for second chance pet adoptions, happens on Friday, February 11th at 7:30 p.m. Benefit will take place at the Second Chance Adoption Center at 6003 Chapel Hill Road in Raleigh. You can get advance tickets and more information online at secondchancenc.org. Actually, I should probably read you a second one of these, because otherwise we will be woefully behind. The North Carolina Museum of Art invites artists to submit original recent works for inclusion in a juried art auction to benefit the Museum Foundation. Works of art selected for Art of the Auction will be displayed for public viewing at the museum and will be eligible for a Best in Show juried prize of $1,000. Deadline is March 15th. For submission guidelines and more information, you should visit ncartmuseum.org. Okay, so up next I have for you Le Weekend. Le Weekend played Friday night at the local 506. They were opening up for a band from West Virginia called the Capstan Shafts. It was an excellent show, and me and the other eight people that were there will certainly vouch for that. I don't know what the deal is with this town sometimes, but whatever. You have another chance to see Le Weekend. I think I pulled the CD. That means that, are they? Well, maybe. Oh no, yeah, that's right. They're playing next Sunday. That is right. They're opening for Deerhoof next Sunday at King's. So 1 week from tonight at King's Barcade there in Raleigh. Deerhoof, whom you probably are familiar with, and Le Weekend and a band called Ben Butler and Mousepad. So we are going to hear Le Weekend right now. This is from their CD Double Secret. The track we're going to hear is entitled Wrongs, and again, you were at WXDU Durham. Spin around to catch an alternating circuit of stars and picture perfect bars. Exploding onto a scene and washing clean. The better part of an engine. Dictionary wrong. You try a smile just to look like you're smiling. Your dictionary's wrong. Throw your hands in the air, wave like you're apathetic. Your dictionary. Try a smile. That's Gross Ghost right there. That's from an EP that you can download from the internet for yourself. The EP is called Lip City. Again, the band is Gross Ghost. A guy named Mike Dillon, the primary sort of instigator in that band. He's a busy guy. He's in Motor Skills too, I believe. 503 here in the Bull City. You are at WXTU Durham. The name of that track was Meltdown, by the way. And again, the band is Gross Ghost. They're on the Grip Tapes label, but again, that record you can download for free yourself. It's somewhere, wherever their band camp site is. I'm confident that you have the Google abilities, or Bing. You can use Bing. I don't know. Prior to Gross Ghost, Cassis Orange, brand new stuff from Cassis Orange, from a compilation put out by the people over there at WKNC in Raleigh, our arch rivals. We heard a song called May, June, July, and that's actually a compilation that is going to be released as part of their 8th annual Double Barrel Benefit, which is coming up this weekend. And in fact, Cassis Orange are playing as part of that benefit. They're playing on Friday at King's over there in Raleigh. And I am under the impression that the majority of the tracks, all but one, maybe, I think, on that compilation, maybe all of them, I don't remember exactly, but maybe all but one of those tracks on that compilation were recorded by the people at WKNC, but not at WKNC. I can say from experience that it is very difficult to record bands at WKNC because of the way the place is constructed. They have a little tiny seating area out in the front, which is the only place where there's really any room to stand, honestly. So instead, what they do is they invade the Humanities Building, Caldwell Hall, over there, on Hillsborough Street. And so then they record, but they don't, so it doesn't go out live over the air. I think they sort of record it and they mix it and blah, blah, blah. I don't know, whatever. Anyway, point being, their process is slightly different than ours, but so if you go to this benefit, I think you get a free CD. So Cassis Orange. We are big fans of Cassis Orange, and not just because Autumn is a WXTU DJ, although that's part of it. Started that set off with Low Weekend from the album Double Secret. We heard Wrongs. They are opening for Deerhoof next Sunday, the 6th of February, at King's in Raleigh as well. All right, 5 minutes after the hour of 5 o'clock, you are at WXTU Durham. This is local music every Sunday from 4 until 6. We play local music. What I have for you right now is a band called 12,000 Armies. The album is called North Carolina. 12,000 Armies are playing at the Pinhook on Saturday night, this coming Saturday night, the 5th, along with a band called Damon Moon and the Whispering Drifters and Wild Wild Geese as well. So if you enjoy the song you're about to hear, then the Pinhook, Saturday night. And the song we're going to hear, let's see, I queued up number 8, which is My Bag. So this is 12,000 Armies and you're at WXDU Durham.
So that secure this guild. I got a page bookmark, this life of mine. Last chapter, I was doing fine. I got a suitcase full of sack of stuff. Slithering through the city gruff. Sparrow sigh when they see me stride through sky sharp. My heart, I pull it out. Now what? Maps can hold these broken souls that take the form of compass, compass. The maps can hold these broken souls that take the form of compass, compass. Maps can hold these broken souls that take the form of compass, compass. The maps can hold these so-called souls that now move.
I'm your fan, your
Kent Morgan, Miz, and Jordan right there from an album entitled, or EP, I guess, entitled Hot Licks and Rhetoric. That was Gidget Running Star, Kent Morgan, Miz, and Jordan. According to the club schedules that I was reading this morning, two shows this week at the Casbah on Thursday night, along with the Maple Stave and Pink Flag, and then at the Motorco on Saturday night, along with Anti-Bubbles, Soft Company, and Vibrant Green. I would arrange my schedule to try to see both. Although Saturday night's tricky because it's, you know, Bull City Metal Fest is also on Saturday. It's a busy week. It is a busy week, or a busy weekend in particular. There's a whole lot going on. Prior to Kentwell Gummies and Jordan, we heard from Soft Company, as I mentioned. From their self-titled debut EP, we heard a track called One Story Diamond. They are also, again, playing the Motorco on Saturday night. Prior to that, Lonnie Walker from their album These Times, Old Times. We heard a track called Compass Comforts. Before that, Yardwork. New stuff from Yardwork from that WKNC compilation that they are putting out in conjunction with their benefit this weekend. The Yardwork song we heard was entitled Hot Balloons, and they're actually playing as part of that benefit. They're playing Saturday night at King's over there in Raleigh. Started the set off with 12,000 Armies from the album North Carolina. We heard a song called My Bag. They are playing at the Pinhook here in Durham on Saturday night. You're pretty much on Saturday night, you're going to have a dilemma, and there's just no way around that, really. Sorry about that. Or it's wonderful. It's a wonderful thing and a tragic thing at the same time. On Saturday, February 26th at 7 p.m., Carolina Tiger Rescue holds its fourth annual Black Tie and Tails Ball, a fundraiser at the Washington Duke Inn here in Durham. This year's ball features a South African theme and includes dinner, wine, live music, and silent auction. For more information, you can visit carolinatigerrescue.org. 525 here in the Bull City. You're at WXDU Durham. There's a band from Charlotte called Grids, and they're actually breaking up. They're playing their last show ever at the Milestone in Charlotte on Friday night the 4th. So if for some reason you decide that you just can't deal with the decision-making process around the weekend here in the Triangle, then you can just sort of do a weekend in Charlotte and go see Grids' last show ever. I think Double Negative are also actually playing that show. So I'm going to play some Grids right now. This is from the album's called Kansas. And the song we're going to hear is entitled Locals Only. And again, if you find this enjoyable, then Friday night is your last chance ever to see this band.
I gotta do it right. Something worthy of a tired man's fight. You know I haven't been tested, gotta earn my stripes. And no, I haven't been the hero that I hope you've had in mind. But let me put it to you this way, I've been taking it slow. Well, have you ever seen a tortoise that's as fast as
that's a band called Butterflies right there. The album's Residual Child, and the name of that track, Serious Fun, out on the Trekkie Records label of Chapel Hill, North Carolina. Prior to Butterflies, Twilighter, new stuff from Twilighter, from a sampler put out by their label, Tiny Canvas Records, Chapter 1. We heard a song called Devils prior to Twilighter. Last Year's Man, of course, from their album Sunny Down Snuff. We heard Karma. They're playing the Nightlight on Saturday night. Or so says the Nightlight website, anyway. Prior to that, Monsonia, from their most recent release, 33 and a Third is the name of the album. The song was This Ain't My First Rodeo. Monsonia playing as part of the Bull City Metal Fest at the Casbah on Saturday afternoon. Started that set off with Grids, who are from Charlotte. From their Farewell album, Kansas, we heard a song called Locals Only. They're breaking up. They're playing the last show ever this coming Friday in Charlotte. All right, so yeah, you're at WXDU Durham. And this is local music every Sunday from 4 until 6. We play local music. Stray from the Heart, a champagne and chocolate fundraiser for Second Chance Pet Adoptions, happens on Friday, February 11th at 7:30 p.m. The benefit will take place at the Second Chance Adoption Center at 6003 Chapel Hill Road in Raleigh. You can get advance tickets and more information online at secondchancenc.org. I'm going to play you something right now from a band called The Tender Fruit. And the album's called Flotsam and Krill. At the moment, you can download only. You can get it if you go to their MySpace, myspace.com/thetenderfruit. Then there's a link from there to the CD Baby, where you can go and procure that for yourself online. I personally hope that they find a label to actually put it out, like, for reals. Anyway, so yeah, we're going to hear something from The Tender Fruit right now. The song we're going to hear is entitled Two Things Into One. Again, I guess I'll tell you, you are at WXDU Durham.
Brian, oh Brian, I swear that I ain't trying to shake your world or take out all the screws. It's just that when I'm here and the grease is stuck in my hair, I think I could fix anything with you. Ooh, 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 take two things and turn them into one. You've got old lovers stacked up in every corner, so you never ever have to be alone. But I guess I'm no better, you know. Ooh.
The warning's been sent out, but no one cares to hear. The warning's been sent out. Is anybody listening? Talk of God and life, but you say you know what's right, but you won't let go. Get kinda tired of living. But when I see these things, I know I can believe them. Oh, could you help me here? I've gotta make it clear. The only thing I hear.
Bacello right there from their self-titled debut EP. The track was Flavorful Love. Prior to Bustello, Vibrant Green. The Tunnel Boys, man, those boys are crazy. All three of those kids are nuts. This is what happens when you're homeschooled. Oh boy, man! Not only they were homeschooled, they were fugitive homeschools. They were in an illicit homeschool in the piney woods of eastern North Carolina. Anyway, yeah. So Vibrant Green are playing in Durham, which is kind of interesting because Johnny and Joa are busy with like eight other bands. Just two, you say? Well, whatever. But anyway, they made the time. They're apparently playing the Motorco on Saturday night. It's funny because you look at the Motorco website; they have two separate shows listed for the same day. One of them's an early show. One of them starts at 7, and then the other one starts at 8. So that doesn't really make any sense. But potentially there are two shows at the Motorco this weekend, this coming Saturday. Anyway, so Vibrant Green, we heard a song called "Will You" from the album Artless. Yet excellent. Started the set off with the Tender Fruit. Flotsam and Krill is the name of the album. Two Things Into One, the song we heard. All right, got one more for you. This is Pink Flag from their split album, Introducing Pink Flag and the Homewreckers. We're going to hear a song called Dirty Hair Party. Pink Flag are playing Thursday night at the Casbah with the Maple Stave and Kentwell Gomez and Jordan. So if you enjoy this, then now you know where to go. Oh, and of course, Savannah and Andrew and maybe Joey and God only knows who else will be on in just a few minutes. With We Liked You Better Before You Sold Out. And we're going to hear from the proprietors of the Dig Up Tapes label from Raleigh, who are, if they can find their way here, I-40 is frightening. And so they've got a cassette box set coming out in a week or two, and they're going to be talking all about that. All right, so again, this is Pink Flag. If you enjoy this, Casbah, Thursday night, and you're at WXCU Durham.